Hello, hello, welcome, welcome. Welcome to the Real Time with Ina Dequay, where you get the real deal on the real people. All right, so let's get straight into it. Today, our special guest is no other than the greatest author of all time, most known for the book called The Things They Carried, a book that not only has been sold to millions worldwide, but has been a way for people to completely understand the experiences of getting drafted into the Vietnam War. Also, this episode is called The Things They Carried. Forgot to add that in, you know? All right, so hello, Mr. O'Brien. It's finally nice to meet you in person. How have you been? How are you? Well, I've been really good lately. I'm really excited I can finally be on your podcast to really showcase and break down my full attention to writing this book. Thank you for coming, Mr. O'Brien. For those who might not understand or know about the book, The Things They Carried, could you please summarize it or give us a tiny bit of background info for the people who may have not read it or are interested in reading it? You know, I get asked that specific question a whole lot, surprisingly. Oh, really? Yes, you know, in many ways I can put this, you know, it's many ways I can put this, but I guess I'll start with saying it's basically a novel in which I am presented as the main character. It deals with what I experienced in the process of getting drafted for the Vietnam War, as well as many others. It is a compassionate tale of an American soldier that fully gives raw honesty and thoughtful reflection. In the novel, you will see lots of things from the soldiers going through the muck of constant downpour, getting hit by a sniper fire, and even body parts being pulled out from a tree. This book gives you the raw, uncut footage that will make it seem like you were there. Wow, from just you explaining all that, it's getting me frightened but anxious to read at the same time. But the way you explained it, it gave me, and I'm also sure for others, the understanding of what exactly the novel is about, so I thank you for that. No, thank you. You know, with these novels, you definitely have to break it down step by step to completely understand it, because in so many cases, people don't understand that one point in time, this was the life I was living. So I'm only leaning on to my understanding of what was happening at that period of time. Yes, yes, I totally agree. There was a lot of countless monumental texts in this novel that really stood out to me. But the one that really grasped my attention was when you were discussing Lieutenant Jimmy Cross, I believe, and his secret admirer, Martha, who was at that time a junior, correct me if I'm wrong, at Mount Sebastian College in New Jersey. Could you give the listeners a reason as to why you think it's an important text for people to read? Yeah, you know, I really want the readers to have a better understanding of what love was at that period of time, because love was definitely different. Here you have a young man by the name of Lieutenant Jimmy Cross, who carries around various reminders of his love for Martha, but fortunately, she gives no indication of returning of his love. This right here, I feel as though a lot of people can either learn from it or even have experienced the thoughts of emotions for someone. But at the end, you know, it was never reciprocated. Wow, that is really deep and inspiring, because this has happened to so many people across the world, and for it to take place in the specific text is amazing. You know, many times authors write texts that are really transpire within them and are fairly important as well to them. This comes to my next question. Why do you think this text was so important to you? Well, I've never told anyone until now, so this is like very exclusive. You're welcome. But this was one of my favorite texts in the whole book to write about. Let me explain. You know, as the author, you want to make sure that whoever's reading this can relate to it in some shape or form, you know? But this event occurring between Lieutenant Jimmy and Martha, it was a beneficial way into getting the readers engaged, because some of them have actually gone through the same thing. I mean, even I have, even though I don't look like it. Yeah, you know, you're definitely right on that point. Listeners, make sure you're taking advice that O'Brien is spilling the tea on. I'm sure there were many times in which writing a text was difficult or tough. Therefore, that brings me to my next question. Was there any difficult or challenging parts of this specific text that you might have endured while writing this? Yes, of course. There were so many challenging times in writing this specific piece, but one that really comes to mind right now is making sure I hit every point on the dot. What I mean by that is just recollecting the different scenes and presenting it in a beautiful manner. An example I would say would be the moment when Lieutenant Jamie finally reconnects with Martha at a college reunion in 1979. Capturing and recollecting this moment was very hard for me because this was a very intimate and special time for both Jimmy and Martha. Making sure I got every little detail and important conversation was a difficult challenge for me because I wanted to make sure it was A1 level. Okay, all right. You know, I've talked to a lot of people who have read this book, and many of them have told me that the specific portion of the book, which I'm about to read, really spoke to them. This part comes from the chapter notes. The story about O'Brien's efforts to ally Norman's Volker's guilty. This part comes from the chapter notes. The story about O'Brien's effort to help Norman Volker's guilt about Kiowa's death and his feelings of aimlessness after the war by telling a story. I want to read a part of it. It says, "By telling stories, you objectify your own experience. You separate it from yourself. You pin down the certain truths. You make up others. You start sometimes with an incident that truly happens, like the night in the field, and you carry it forward by inventing incidents that did not in fact occur, but that nonetheless help to clarify and explain. With that being said, why do you think so many people believe that one of the most memorable, why this text was most memorable or an important part of the book?" Yeah, I would definitely consider this to be very memorable. I say this because, you know, this was a time in which I reflected on my storytelling after Volker sent me a letter asking for a story because he wants to express his frustration but doesn't know what to actually say, which I believe happens to the best of us. The letter was a way for me to cope with past traumatic experiences. I feel as though that was the reason as to why so many people, when they read a specific part, it sticks with them like glue. Because during this time, I could have chosen other resources to express my frustrations, but the letter was a way for me to be in tune with myself and then further away from the world. Now I know when I get angry or frustrated not to throw things but write a letter or read one pronto. Alright, last but not least, Mr. O'Brien, is there any final advice that you can give any readers that are looking forward to reading your book? Of course, I would say be very open-minded and careful not to misinterpret some of the text. You have to understand what these men went through was not easy. It took everything out of them. Fear, motivation, and dedication. As simple as that, you know. This was a very hard time that they went through. Going through that every day, it left scars. And by people reading this, I hope for them to truly understand the traumatic experiences and overall the hurt that they went through each and every day, experiencing problems and trying to solve that. Exactly. Well, thank you, Tim, for stopping by. I really appreciate it. It was really fun talking to you and just getting to know more about this book, and I will definitely read it soon because it sounds very interesting because a lot of people have been talking about it and been wanting me to read it. So I think this interview just allowed me to be more in tune with this book. So I really do thank you. No problem. Thank you for having me. And for the people who are reading right now this book, I really hope you enjoy it. It's a very good book. And it will give you something to learn about, whether small or big. All right, thank you, Mr. O'Brien. And we're signing out. This is The Real Time with Ina Duque. See you on the next episode.